Now try your skills at negotiating an anniversary gift. We'll negotiate this. One is the customer and the other is the customer service representative. The customer. You recently bought an iPod for your spouse as an anniversary present. You paid $289 for it. You ordered it in white, but the one that was gift wrapped turned out it was black. You have returned to the store to exchange it for a white one. You thought this would be a great present for your spouse because you do a lot of leisure traveling and you thought he would like to be able to listen to music while you were sightseeing. Your spouse loves gadgets, but did not seem to be thrilled by the present, although your spouse would be considerate and he would say nothing even if he hated a present. It may be that your spouse was finding the iPod technology difficult to handle. While your spouse loves gadgets and your spouse is easily frustrated if he can't easily figure out how something works, or it may just be that your spouse doesn't want to listen to music while he is traveling. While you initially were simply going to exchange the black for the white one, you are now thinking maybe you should simply return the iPod altogether and get your money back. You have just gotten to the front of the line at the customer service desk of the store, and you are asked by the customer service representative what she can do for you. Explain your situation to the customer service representative and decide what you want to do. The customer service representative. You are a salesperson at an electronics store. The store sells every conceivable type of electronic device, from computers to cameras to DVD players. The store also offers training on how to use the products it sells. You have been assigned to work at the customer service desk today, which all salespeople at the store take turns doing. Your company has a very liberal return policy. You will accept returns for virtually any reason if the customer simply changed his mind, you would return it. Your goal is to make the customer happy. However, you also want to keep the sale. You can try to fix the problem or convert the return into another sale. You can, of course, refund the purchase if that is what you need to do to make the customer happy. As you negotiate through this and determine your solution, consider a gift is still needed, the return policy, and actually, you are responsible for the customer service.